Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to the first episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, the series where we'll let you know what's new in manufacturing, processing, packaging, coding, and so much more. We'll be dropping a new episode on a bi-weekly basis to keep you up to date with the latest news and insights that affect your business. I'm your host Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics from investing into the diversification of the meat supply chain, to food prices skyrocketing in 2022, to the importance of workplace safety, to combating the skill gap issue, and finally, we're ending off our segment with some much-needed cold ones. Starting off, the White House is investing millions into diversifying the meat supply chain. But what does increasing independent meat processing mean for you? On January 5th of this year, Tom Vilsack, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, announced a $9.6 million investment across the country to help farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses diversify the nation's meat supply. But what does that mean for you? So, thanks to the Biden-Harris investment and the USDA prioritizing farmers, ranchers, and consumers, there are now more opportunities for fairer prices for producers, healthier food options, lower prices for consumers, and ultimately, it lessens the strain on the food supply chain. With 25 new investments announced in an effort to increase independent meat processing capacity, totaling $3.9 million in grants and $5.7 million in loans, there is now more than enough support to invest into the infrastructure of food aggregation, processing, manufacturing, storage, transportation, wholesaling, and distribution. With funds being distributed already, some independent meat processing plants have already begun putting these funds to use. After receiving almost $50,000 in a value-added producer grant, Tom Family Meats in Big Timber, Montana has increased production of packaged beef and lamb. Another example comes from Virginia, where after receiving a $44,000 value-added producer grant, the Gillespie County Line Farm is now able to individually cut and process pasture-raised chicken, cattle, and hogs. Thanks to the millions being invested, meat processing plants, farms, and producers are better able to serve their customers throughout all aspects of the supply chain. Continuing on with our second story. We all felt it this year, the increase in food prices, but what is it that caused food prices to hit record highs? What is it that caused grains, vegetable oils, and other food items to spike? According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors drove up inflation, not to mention that it worsened hunger around the world. In 2022, the FAO Food Price Index dipped by 1.9% in December. But even then, the whole year average points were 143.7, which happened to be 14% above the 2021 average. The underlying root of the spike in prices ultimately came down to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February. Both countries happen to be leading global suppliers of wheat, barley, sunflower oil, and so much more. Nations in part of Africa, the Middle East, and Asia took it the hardest since they were already struggling. Another cause of the spike in food costs was a result of the war affecting energy markets and fertilizer suppliers, which are key players when it comes to food production. And while this factor is heavily debated and it's been going on for years, climate change and shocks were also making things difficult. We know what caused the spike in food prices, but what is it that led to a 1.9% drop in the FAO Food Price Index? How could global prices for food items fall for 9 consecutive months and still manage to hit a record high? In December of 2022, food prices dipped due to a drop in vegetable oils and shrinking import demand, not to mention that there was an increase in soy oil production and lower crude oil prices. Lastly, the price of grain and meat also decreased. Moving on to our third story. Ohio Craft Brewers is making safety a first priority when it comes to their team members, as they recently decided to renew their Workplace Safety Alliance. First and foremost, the alliance allows shared use of training programs for numerous brewery processes, but it wouldn't have been possible without the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration renewing their alliance to improve workplace safety in the industry. The alliance partners commit to developing an effective safety, health training, and education programs for brewery employees of all levels. The alliance also provides shared access to the Ohio Craft Brewers Alliance web-based training programs that include grain handling, mashing, transfer and boiling, whirlpool and cooling, fermentation cleaning and sanitizing, cellaring, bottling, and using power industrial trucks. During the annual Ohio Craft Beer Association conference, there's also outreach training and education. According to OSHA Area Director Larry Johnson in Columbus, Ohio, alliance partnerships are a proven method for using industry and professional resources to ensure workplaces are safe for everyone involved. What better way to ensure the safety of your workers than to train them on the ins and outs of your industry? Speaking of training, Anheuser-Busch decided to invest into their team members' training programs as well, leading us into our fourth story. With alcohol demand maintaining the high levels sparked by the pandemic, manufacturers are working hard to ensure their workforce can keep up. Anheuser-Busch, for example, is opening tech centers to increase the skills of its workforce. They will improve technical skills and provide a training roadmap for employees of all levels. On December 16th of 2022, Anheuser-Busch opened a $5 million Technical Excellence Center and renovated the original Busch Technical Training Center on the St. Louis campus. This investment was made to solve the technical skills gap that exists nationally. With the success of Brewer's operations at stake and businesses dependent on those skills, it was time to get to work. Thanks to the new and improved technical centers, by the end of 2022, more than 200 employees had been trained on specific industry roles. The center offers 11 training labs and more than 30 curriculums to improve existing technician skill sets and help recruit new ones as well. The process offers a training roadmap and is customized to the Brewer's vision. So what makes the new center such a great asset? The training programs are led by seasoned professionals who have more than 100 years of collective brewery experience. Some of the courses that these technicians are going through include motion controls, electrical safety, and process equipment maintenance. Not only are the new programs helping to diversify a technician skill set, but they're also helping to speed up the repair times in more than 120 brewing facilities throughout the U.S. This year, Anheuser-Busch plans to expand curriculum in Cartersville and none other than Houston. So we're sure to hear even more about these programs as the year goes on. And we've gotten to our final story. Iconic Brands teams up with Top Pop Packaging to manage two rapidly growing sectors in the alcohol beverage market. Together, these two companies are staying on top of ready-to-drink and ready-to-freeze cocktails. Ready-to-drink and ready-to-freeze beverages aren't just lower in calories and alcohol content, but thanks to Iconic Brands and Top Pop, they're also now making the switch to more sustainable packaging formats. According to Tom Martin, the interim chief executive officer of Top Pop Innovative Brands, the new name of the merged company, the sustainable flexible packaging business continues to grow rapidly as brands and retailers are increasingly looking for U.S. packaging solutions that enhance their products and brand portfolio, while also lowering packaging costs and reducing waste. This enables us to provide a healthier and more environmentally friendly end product to consumers. What kind of packaging decisions is Top Pop Innovative Brands taking to increase sustainability? They're making the switch to flexible packaging because it requires significantly less water and energy per unit to produce. The material is much lighter and can be stored with much greater space efficiency, which means that more units can be transported per vehicle, which ultimately leads to a smaller total carbon footprint of the product. Flexible packaging helps extend the product's shelf life by adding barriers of protection, which reduces food waste. Not only is Top Pop's packaging choice more sustainable, but their manufacturing facilities are also 100% solar powered. With the company growing from producing 40 million units to 150 million units in the span of just 3 years, naturally Top Pop Innovative Brands needed to invest into new equipment. According to Top Pop Innovative Brands, all of the rotary systems are outfitted with Sneed Coating Solutions thermal inkjet printing systems. We've said it before and we'll say it again. We'll keep coding simple regardless of the industry. So, what does the future look like for Top Pop Innovative Brands? Well, according to Mr. Martin, the alcohol market really came into play around 4 years ago, but in a smaller way. It really grew in 2020 and has increased ever since. We expect it to continue to grow for the next 3 years. Well, that's it for our industry update, but there's so much more to look forward to. Next week, we'll be releasing our first customer success story interview, where we'll get to speak to Tiffany Green, one of the founders of Dylanades, a fruit-infused lemonade business. She'll be giving us a behind-the-scenes look at how Dylanades got started, how our SneedJet thermal inkjet coders helped them expand into retail, and where they are today. And don't forget, we're getting ready to kick off our We're Coding Everywhere tour. Next week, we'll be in Atlanta attending IPPE, which happens to be the world's largest annual display of technology, equipment, supplies, and services used in the poultry industry. From January 24th to the 26th, we'll be in booth C13677, showcasing some of our most in-demand SneedJet thermal inkjet coders. So drop by if you plan on attending. Stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Updates, and like always, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Follow our social media platforms to see all of our updates as we continue on our We're Coding Everywhere tour, and also let us know what topics you'd like for us to talk about on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Lastly, this episode was brought to you by Dylanades, so make sure to look out for that update.